Bosnian journalist Kamal Krspahic, wartime editor of the Bosnian daily newspaper Oslobođenje, says that in recent years, Bosnia and Herzegovina has actually slid backward in its efforts to join European institutions, such as the European Union.
I think there are grounds for concern, and that's been stated recently also in annual threat assessment here by National Intelligence. Over the last 4 years, we had paralyzing policies in place, and I think Bosnia was left behind its neighbors, both Croatia and Serbia, in their efforts to join European Union.
The Parliament of Republika Srpska, the Bosnian Serb entity that under the terms of the 1995 Dayton Accords is part of a multi-ethnic state, has passed a law making it easier to hold referenda on national issues. Some analysts see Bosnian Serb Prime Minister Milorad Dodik's move as a possible step toward an independence referendum. But Mr. Krspahic is unsure.
Dodik is on the record as stating that his goal is weakening of the state and strengthening of his entity. He even talks about dissolution of Bosnia in a few years, and that's his ultimate goal. I think that the international community still has some means at its disposal to prevent such an outcome. First, all major international players in Balkan and European policies, including NATO, U.S., European Union, have stated repeatedly over the last couple of months that they will never recognize a move toward further partitioning of the country.
Ljiljana Smilovic, president of the Serbian Association of Journalists, suggests that whatever the Prime Minister of Republika Srpska may say publicly, Bosnia is unlikely to be dissolved.
The Prime Minister is saying that he wants to have a referendum on his interpretation of the Dayton Agreement. And he says that the Dayton Agreement never meant to give the High Representative the powers that he has usurped, according to Dodik. So Dodik's referendum, if it takes place, and I suspect it will take place, is not about breaking away from Bosnia. It's about reaffirming the rights of Republika Srpska. And Boris Tadic, the president of Serbia, believed that any attempt to upset anything that has to do with the Dayton Agreement would be very detrimental to Serbia itself, that it threatened Serbia's European perspective, which really is Serbia's top priority.
Above all, Ms. Smilovic says, President Tadic is trying to present himself as a regional leader who is indispensable to both Brussels and Washington.
So in exchange for Washington and Brussels allowing Serbia to try to thwart U.S. ambitions to make Kosovo a member of the United Nations, our foreign minister, Vuk Jeremic, trying precisely to do that, to thwart U.S. ambitions in the region. So in exchange, the president of Serbia, Boris Tadic, and his foreign minister, Vuk Jeremic, do a lot of things diplomatically to push their line on Kosovo and to maintain the Serbian claim to Kosovo. Kosovo is far more important to Serbia than Republika Srpska is. They really do not want to antagonize either Brussels or Washington too much over Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Ms. Smilovic notes that Bosnia and Herzegovina has serious economic problems regarding prospects for membership in the European Union.
Not even gotten on the Schengen list. The Republika Srpska is doing much better economically than Bosnia and Herzegovina. This is one of the things that strengthen Dodik's hand. I think it has to do with the fact that the Muslims and Croats have divergent ends. The Bosniaks and the Croats, I don't see how they can legitimately and seriously blame the Serbs or Republika Srpska for their economic problems. I think they have themselves to blame. I think it's simply easier to make decisions in Republika Srpska than it is in the Bosniak-Croat Federation because they are at cross purposes and because there's not much trust.
Balkan expert Daniel Nelson, author of many books on the region, says the Muslim Croat Federation has not recognized its potential for economic development, partly because of its disunity and partly because of its lack of central institutions.
You know, if an investor tries to go to Bosnia-Herzegovina, they don't know who to talk to. In Republika Srpska, decisions are easier because it's a dictatorship. It's not a democracy. and they are impeding the creation of a Bosnia-Herzegovina that would be unified. They're trying to torpedo it and destroy it. The Bosniaks, as well as the Croatians, have their own aims within the Federation, and they are not necessarily unified at the presidential level as well as at the local level. When you talk to people in the Federation, you don't know who is going to make decisions. And in Republika Srpska, you know. And we should never forgive the Bosnian Serbs for abrogating the Dayton Accord. And Dodik and his sycophants have done that repeatedly, and they have destroyed, not the Federation, the possibility for a unified, multi-ethnic Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Even the head of U.S. intelligence, Mr. Nelson notes, recently called Bosnia Europe's biggest security threat. Furthermore, Nelson says, the president of Republika Srpska is part of the problem.
The United States recognizes this, the EU recognizes this, and Dodik is the biggest threat to create division and even conflict within Bosnia-Herzegovina, BIH. So the international community must take a stronger role. And if it does, then there is a possibility that Bosnia-Herzegovina as a state could be that multi-ethnic example for the world, and they should aim at that. If they don't, if they want to go their separate ways, they're going to remain poor and conflict-ridden.
For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.